Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But all this stuff about COVID and all that, and trying to, you know, flatten the curve and all this stuff. Everybody wants to get free and everybody wants to go back to life somewhat normal, you know. But I saw a headline about how Vietnam is crushing the curve. Like, well, how'd they do it? So how are they getting, like, all right, what do we have to do in order to crush it quicker so we can get out and not? Well, it turns out they crushed it all right. They did a great job. The problem is they blocked off entire villages for 3 months. Oh, that's what it was. I was so disappointed to read that. Tens of thousands of people quarantined either in state-run facilities for 2 months or 3 months, or entire villages locked down. I'm like, is that what we have to do in order to keep it from exploding? That's what they did. And that's how they've, like, beaten back coronavirus in Vietnam.
Speaking of exploding.
So they, oh, really?
Ew.
Oh, hey,
line.
Line.
Unnecessary roughness.
I think I'm better now.
No, I'm sorry, what?
So they have 95 million people in Vietnam and not a single death from the virus. 270 cases. They didn't even have that many cases, but back when it first started, they just locked everything down. Anytime someone was around it, they'd lock down that area and everybody around them, and they just stuck people in buildings where they kept them away from old people and stuff. So it sounds like you lose, like, all your rights, but they have no deaths. I'm like, that's what it takes.
New Zealand doing the same thing, man.
That's what it takes.
Yep.
Tens of thousands quarantined state run for 3 months. Really down. And I saw the headline, Spain, kids are outside. And they're like, it's nice to feel air on our face. I'm like, what are you talking about? They were inside for 90 days. Not allowed outside at all for 90 days.
Jesus.
Like, what? So we're not really doing the most that we could do, because that stuff is, like, way over the top. And the only other thing is people in Vietnam are eating black cats in order to cure coronavirus, which I thought was the weirdest thing. Isn't that horrible?
Little Ocho. Why are we eating Ocho?
How is it even possible? But the country as a whole apparently believes this. And the black cats are being killed and eaten. You know, I mean, cats and dogs obviously are more common over there, but the black cats in particular, because for some reason they think that that is curing coronavirus.
No.
What?
So, I tell you what, let's pretend for a second it was true.
I know. That's exactly where my brain went.
Let's pretend for 1 second it was true and eating black cats cured the virus.
Right.
Who'll be eating a black cat?
Not me.
Nope.
Me neither. I don't know. If you're about to... Okay, so you have the virus and you're about to die.
Then I'm chewing
that. But it'll cure.
Then I'm chewing that cat.
You're right.
They better figure out a way to put it in a strainer and put it through my veins, though.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? I don't want to have to chew it.
Yeah. They do describe there's some sort of black cat paste they make. So it's not exactly like eating chicken. Isn't that horrible? That's what they're doing.
Can you imagine? You eat the cat. Next thing you know, you go number two, you start kicking your feet up in it, you start kicking it. you start kicking it.
I might have had too much.
Mm. Yeah. Start licking yourself.
Right.
Pretty gross. So that may be how they kicked it, but it's
horrible. Start rubbing against everything in the house.
I need a piece of wood with a carpeting on it so I can rub up against it.
You're in the middle of some presentation at work.
And a playhouse. I need a playhouse. you got to be willing to do a lot in order to just knock this thing out, I guess.
Somebody shines a laser pointer at a light. You're in the middle of a presentation. You just jump right out the window.
Oh, where was the guy? Hold on. There's a guy.
Coronavirus didn't kill him.
There was a guy in a Zoom meeting, a city official out in California who has a cat that started meowing in the background. And he's the guy who everyone else is sitting there nice. The other four town city officials are sitting in their Zoom meeting in their camera space, and they look like normal. Then there's this one where all you see is the light on the ceiling because the camera's pointed up. And this guy comes over and he sticks the beer bottle up to the camera. It's a green beer bottle. Like, oh, he's that guy.
Yeah.
Finally, he sits down and the cat starts meowing. And it's this guy. He's Chris Platzer. He's like a city planning commissioner. So he's obviously having a beer or two, which isn't the worst thing. It's a, you know, a little meeting. But then eventually, as he gets through it, the cat meows. And he finally gets his chance to talk. And he says, all right, yeah, I'll answer that question. First, I want to introduce you to my cat. And he introduces the cat. And then he throws the cat. He just tosses it.
Why?
And you hear a thud. And I guess the cat is okay, but they all start laughing. And so he made headlines, and now he's tendered his resignation.
Get out of here.
Yep.
They made him quit over that?
Yes, yep. You do not throw a cat. What are you doing?
The cat's fine.
I mean, he did it live on camera.
No. Listen, when we were a kid, when we were kids.
I got to hang up.
Don't hang up. There's nothing wrong with this. When we were kids, my best friend John, one of my best friends, he had this cat called, he had two cats, Oliver and Sam, two strays. Mm. Oliver was evil. And Oliver had a giant set of balls, and Oliver knocked up every cat in that neighborhood.
He was scared. He was
But Sam solo. Was another, Sam was like a little cool cat. Like, say, as far as cats go, Sam was cool. But we used to throw Sam at the couch, and then he would hang, he or she, whatever it was, would hang, like, on the side of the couch
like
where
Velcro.
Your back goes.
Yeah, catch the fabric.
Back goes, and, and just stick that, like, Velcro for a second, and then drop down and walk back over to us
cool.
He wanted us to do it
again.
So we used to take a cat and just throw it up against the couch and stick there, and then we just come back down and do it all over again. So, you know.
Not, I didn't know cats were that skilled.
We weren't throwing the cat with animosity
with malice
or anything like that. Right. We were throwing the cat for entertainment purposes. And the cat seemed to like it because the cat would keep coming back for more. So this guy tendering his resignation might seem a little bit extreme, unless they're putting together the fact that he was drinking during the meeting.
Yeah, and, yeah, well, they knew he was drinking. He made it real obvious.
Right.
And then he threw the cat. But and it's not on the video, so I didn't see this part, but they said toward the end, when everyone had logged off, this guy, Chris Platzer, is heard calling someone a bitch, and he supposedly hurled a racial epithet, too, according to the city of Vallejo. Vallejo, whatever it is. So he tendered his resignation with gratitude. I guess it's a voluntary position, even though it's city planning. I don't know how that's voluntary.
Right.
But he says, we're living in uncertain times, and I certainly, like many of you, am adjusting to a new normalcy, so he made an excuse.
Governor DeSantis is making friends all over the place, huh?
I don't understand, because he was doing well there for a bit.
I'm telling you, it's like I said last week. They're all human beings.
Mm-hmm.
The more they keep going without a break and a time to reset themselves and get their batteries refreshed, they're all going to start doing stupid nonsense.
Right. It's almost like the facade cracks.
All
and you start seeing a real human.
So DeSantis, I guess, did a press conference. He goes,
he's in Tampa right now, actually. 11:30.
Hi.
He goes,
hi. How you doing?
Quote, Florida is ground zero for the nursing home. We're God's waiting room, he says. Now, we've heard that joke as Florida being God's waiting room, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You're the governor of the state.
Not by people in Florida, though.
Yeah. You know, it's like.
And the thing is, it's not something to joke about, because it really is really bad in the nursing homes right now. And, I don't know that you just can't joke about that. These are people's family.
Right.
And
how could it not be bad in nursing homes? When it wasn't, I was so surprised before. I thought that's where, when it started weeks and weeks ago, I'm like, oh man, this is going to go like wildfire at the nursing homes. And it didn't. But now, obviously, it's gotten worse. It's weeks later, but it got there eventually.
Florida Democratic Party Chairwoman Terry Rizzo, I guess he's a Republican, she's a Democrat. And, you know, she's going to, they wait for their shot, their times to make shots, and she came right out. She was like, Governor, this isn't a time to do stand-up. It's a time to stand up and lead.
Oh,
I was like,
that's a good line.
I see what you did
just
there.
Got, as we say in my house, like, if Nicole goes off on one of the kids or something or calls the kids out, I was like, you just got mommed. Oh, snap. Your governor just got mommed. That's what happened.
Well, kind of should have expected it.
Fred is on that.
It has to be political, but something needs to be said.
Here, I feel like that's a big part of the problem, is that already politics here is creeping into everything, it's just bad.
It's going to get way worse.
And what happens is, so you have people who are already on, like, heightened alert, people who are already out of work. They're waiting for the word to be able to go back. And then politics are playing, are creeping in. And you can, I feel like we're on Long Island, a powder keg. Like, I feel like things are going to explode a little bit, and it's not going to be pretty. I hope I'm wrong.
giving off a spark.
What?
I really need you tonight. Like powder keg. Never mind.
What are you singing?
Something with giving off a spark.
Need you tonight. What are you singing?
The
Total Eclipse of the Heart?
Yes. Yes.
Does she say powder keg in there?
She says living in a powder keg, giving off a spark.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Never mind.
Oh, you're good.
So yesterday when I pick up my dad's car, I haven't heard that song in 25-something years.
Oh, that's right. You mentioned that this morning.
I get my father's car. That song is on the radio.
And you just brought it up. That's so weird.
And then you start singing it. I feel like I have to go download everything by Bonnie Tyler.
You do, or something's going to happen. This is weird. These are all signs, JP.
Sorry, but I can't help but think of The Wedding Singer.
That was on over the weekend.
It was. I watched it, yes.
I need you more than ever.
That's not The Wedding Singer. That's, shoot.
What?
That's not The Wedding Singer. Wedding Singer's Adam Sandler.
Yeah, I know.
That's that Dan's band.
Right, but it's in The Wedding Singer.
Yeah. Isn't it?
No.
Or is it in Old School?
No, it's an Old School. It's an Old School. I'm sorry.
Here it is.
I'm sorry.
Here it is.
Nope. Oh, it's the other verse.
Yeah.
Nope.
Here it is. Oh, no.
Oh, here it is. There it is. New York State, right there.
Nice, Monica. Good pull.
I didn't know anybody actually knew the words.
Yeah. Except for Bright Eyes and Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Right.
Those two lines.
You forget I had zero life in that time period. I had nothing to do but listen to lyrics and write them down and memorize them.
Did you do that? You wrote lyrics down?
Oh, I was grounded nonstop. I just stayed at home, listened to the radio, and wrote down lyrics.
So this quarantine stuff is easy breezy for you.
This is eighth grade all day. This is sixth grade. This is exactly what I did.
You've been training forever. We didn't know.
That's why I'm reading all these books and stuff. It's what I used to do.
You know what to do.
Yeah.
Craig is on that line too. Hey, Craig.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
Yep.
Not much. I was going to say, I mean, the two biggest, like, retirement places we have in Florida is the Villages and Sun City Center, which they're kind of like they have their own shopping plazas and doctor's offices. And there's not
the Villages. The Villages is what we always hear about in the news about having all the STD problems.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I have some clients that, I mean, they're like bunnies in that place around there. But you don't hear of giant reports of the coronavirus coming out of there. And then you have construction workers going in there, plumbers, electricians.
Really?
Everything. So, you know, but they're pretty well self-contained, too. You ain't getting in there. Sun City Center is the same way down in Apollo Beach.
Except for all the plumbers and construction people you just mentioned. Other than that, nobody's getting in there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's people going in, but there's not any high numbers of the coronavirus that I've heard. I mean, you know, living in Florida, you'd think you'd hear about it.
It's
being that there's thousands of people that live in there.
They might not say specifically that nursing home, but the numbers that are coming out of Hillsborough County.
You can't consider those really nursing homes.
Right.
Those people have giant golf courses and lakes. And they live in houses. It's almost like being out and about in Florida. So just kind of a mentioning thing that.
Oh, it is interesting.
Really not much happening in there with it. So anyways, and those are everybody over 65.
All right. Thank you. Somehow they're escaping it so far.
Take care, man.
Thank you for checking in with official statistics.
Hillsborough County has the second most in the state.
Miami?
In nursing homes, I mean. So, I mean, it's in Pinellas County. It's huge in Pinellas. And they just keep getting the numbers. The sad and scary part about it is they just keep going up. There's no flattening of the curve, and specifically in nursing homes.
I'm confused. Flex. Funk Flex is with it. Is it Pinellas or Pinellas?
It's Pinellas, son.
That's what I thought.
That's Monica doesn't know.
If you're going to give stats, give them right.
I'm sorry.
People don't know what you're talking about.
That's right.
Pinellas.
What's this Pinellas?
Pinellas. But you know what? It's still scary. This is Biz Flex, by the way. It's still scary, though. Thanks for those stats, Monica.
It is scary.
Forgot about you.
Thanks, Flex.
Don't forget about me.
Flex, you know.
That's a song. Don't you.
It
is. It's a great movie, too. The Breakfast Club.
The what club?
The what club?
Breakfast Club.
Okay. See what we did there, Monica?
Yeah.
Breakfast.
Well, how you say it?
Breakfast.
Breakfast?
There's a K in there.
Breakfast.
Breath? Kissed.
Breakfast?
Oh, breakfast.
No. Breck. Like, breck?
You sound stupid. It's breakfast.
Got it. I'm bad.
Biz Flex.
My bad.
Yeah, I mean, he's an authority. We probably have to listen to him.
I know what I'm talking about.
Pine Ellis.
Pine Ellis.
Well,
breakfast.
Breakfast.
Club.
Funk. Flex. When I first moved here, I was coming from South Carolina, and I'd never heard of that county before. And I saw it on paper, and
what county?
Well,
Pinellas?
Yes, and I didn't know how to pronounce it. And I thought, because there was a big Hispanic population, that it was Pineas.
Like Pineas.
I called it Pineas until I heard someone else call it Pinellas. But now I'm finding out it's Pinellas.
Wait. I bet people called you stupid.
All the time. More than you think.
But that's just me. I don't know. I wasn't there. I'm just guessing.
It's good to clarify those remarks, Biz Flex. That's always good. It's nice.
Can't be too careful these days. People just, they take stuff and they roll with it.
What was the name of that movie again?
Breakfast Club?
That's the one.
Back in 85, son.
Yeah.
Judge Reinhold. Where you at? I miss you.
Judge Reinhold.
Or Judd Nelson.
Yeah, there you go.
Whatever. Breakfast. Whatever.
Just some other white
just
actor.
Just say it my way.
Whatever.
They all look the same.
Remember Ally Sheedy?
Of course.
She had all the dandruff in her head.
That ain't dandruff, son. She's putting stuff in her nose. Sometimes it gets in your hair. Booger sugar. That's what we call them, Pinellas.
Well, thanks, Funk, for visiting us.
Anytime, guys. You need the info, I got it.
Well, Roger, JP, it's 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio. Dead Guy in the Envelope, the game where you try to solve who the dead celebrity is. Coming up about 12:15 or so. We'll be back in a minute.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.